What we're about to do is a monumental thing, okay? Because there's so many suggestions that have been pouring in throughout the course of the show. And it started kind of as a goof in the last segment of yesterday's show when I played a couple songs off of a playlist that I put together, you know? And I was talking about, you know, the bands that you grew up with that nobody's ever heard from again, you know, those kind of one-hit wonder things. Earlier in the show, we talked about it. We started talking about it and playing some different one-hit wonder songs. You know, one hit is all they had. And then people are like, hey, you should put together a playlist. And I'm like, brilliant idea. And I don't think any one-hit wonder playlist, especially from a rock show or rock station, can be without this one. No, that's not it. That's the wrong damn one. That's the damn one song.
I was like, whoa, was it playing that?
Good build-up. Good build-up. This one.
Absolutely.
Autograph. So here, what we're about to do, we have tried to compile a list as the show went along, because I knew this would be really daunting to attempt in a short period of time. All right?
Tune it up!
Yeah. We want to put together a playlist of songs that would represent a few genres. So there'll be some, you know, stuff from the 70s, stuff we grew up with, you know, 80s, 90s and stuff. But a one-hit wonder. One song and you never heard them again. Okay? This is really good. Now, also, as far as one-hit wonders go, some of you may remember this one.
Sitting outside a phone.
Mm-hmm. Okay, go. I always call it the Campbell Soup song.
I was his kid.
They didn't have a couple?
Huh? They didn't have a couple? The Crash Test Dummies? Yeah. Not to the best of my knowledge.
Yeah, I thought they did too.
Yeah, I thought there were a couple.
Okay.
Hold on.
I might disagree with that.
He loved that.
I have to look.
His hair. Had turned from black into bright white.
Now, I'm getting emails, so I don't always know if they're correct, but is this the only one that this guy put out? John Parr?
No, he did Naughty Naughty. He did Naughty Naughty. Which
come on, you guys.
The St. Elmo's Fire was good. Look, and also...
come on, you guys.
Scotty,
come on.
This one right here, does this qualify, Laura? I think it does.
Right, Soul Asylum?
Soul Asylum,
yeah,
Runaway Train.
I think they had two.
You know?
But this was their...
They did Runaway Bus.
Now, what we're going to do is we're going to take suggestions for a little bit. We'll give you some clips of these songs, and then we're going to compile a list. We're going to post that list on the Buzz Facebook page so you can go copy, paste it, and make your own playlist. This is a little public service we're doing.
I don't think Edie Brickell have anything else.
No.
I'm not aware of too many things. I know what I know if you know what I mean.
Pretty good.
Oh, Squeeze had more than one hit.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
What are you doing?
So, Laura, go through the list that you've compiled already, just to give everybody a bit of an idea, and just do the songs. You don't have to do the artists all the time, but I mean, just this is the list as we have it so far of one-hit wonders that we're going to put on the playlist.
Stuck in the Middle with You, I Wear My Sunglasses at Night.
Good stuff.
Spirit in the Sky.
It's just sunglasses at night, by the way. Oh. It's not I Wear. I'm just throwing that out there.
Okay.
You know, I don't want to throw people off.
Spirit in the Sky, mm-hmm. Fantasy, Radar Love, 8675309.
Good stuff.
Brandy, Flagpole Sitta, Fly Me Courageous,
mm-hmm.
I Melt With You, Tub Thumping, Dirty Water, In the Year 2525, If You Could Only See, Black Velvet, Got You Where I Want You, 96 Tears, Your Love, Major Tom, Achy Breaky Heart, All Right Now.
Achy Breaky Heart, really?
Yeah. It's a one-hit wonder.
No, he's had more hits than that. He had country hits.
Scratch
it. I think he did. I think you got a
who's
scratch.
Who's this?
I'll take
this
him off.
This is Aldo Norma.
Oh, I thought, okay.
Okay, I'll take off for
this
Billy Ray.
This is on the list. I take Billy Ray off.
Okay, whee! Bitch, Torn, Take On Me, What's Up, 95, Red or Luft Balloons, whatever
Luft
version.
Balloons. Luft okay, yeah.
Balloons.
Yeah, yeah.
Tainted Love, In the Meantime, Come On Eileen, Love Hurts, Signs, Rapper's Delight.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Do we have to put Come On Eileen on there?
Yes, it's a one-hit wonder, and some people like that song. Cars, What I Am,
okay.
No Rain,
okay.
Joey,
okay.
Play That Funky Music, Our House, Aaliyah, Life is a Rock,
okay.
Smoke from a Distant Fire, Wildfire,
okay.
Turn Up the Radio, Keep Your Hands to Yourself, Relax.
Okay, that's good. You get an idea.
I have another page.
I know. Hold on. There's...
You spin me around like a record.
Dead or alive. Dead or alive. Ladies and gentlemen, Matt Leonard. See, this is right.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, what's going on?
What's going on, everybody?
Good afternoon, DJ. What's up, everybody?
Okay. Okay, Big Daddy Don Garlits. Okay. I love it. All right. So what I like... This
I got
is,
one.
Okay. Give me the title first.
All right. See if I get Touch it. Of Grey.
Touch of Grey. Touch of Grey by the Grateful Dead?
Yeah, that was the only song that they ever did that hit in the charts, top 40.
Really?
Yeah.
It's still not a one.
Technically,
wonder.
Well, they didn't have any of the
what
hits,
about
so would that count?
But they had album-oriented hits. But I understand what you're saying as far as, and that's the
title. I'm not taking it. Yeah. I'm not taking it because as a Dead fan that's not a one-hit wonder.
Yeah, see, like, right, when you hear one-hit wonders, right, you think, obviously, right, this right here. You know,
awesome, dude.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, did we put that in officially?
Driver's Seat by Sniff and the Tears.
I heard you mention John Stewart. Was it Gold? Yeah, great song.
Oh, yeah. There's so many. I mean, there's so many great ones, you know, from the 70s, from the 60s and stuff.
How about from the 80s, Reflex, Politics of Dancing?
Somebody sent that in.
Yeah, really? I'm surprised.
I'll just throw this out there because this, I heard this song the other day and I'm like, what a great song.
Oh, awesome tune, yeah.
Does anybody remember this song?
Yeah.
Can you tell me who sang it?
Yeah, Ricky Lee Jones.
Hey, love
but
you,
but she
Kelly.
Had some other radio
stuff. Maybe. Listen, it's
Chuck
very...
Chuck E's in love, right?
Yes. It's very important to me and Kelly that this song makes it on there. Patrick Avenue has to be on there.
Gotta be.
I'll give it to you.
MTV played this all the time.
Oh, my God. This is their favorite part.
Oi!
Their favorite part right there.
Oi!
So look, if we will take your suggestions. Sorry. if you'd like to give your suggestions at 888-556-7625, 888-556 Rock. Let me tell you something. There's no one hit wonder. I know they might have another one. They call this a one hit wonder. It's one of my favorite songs ever. But man, do I love
Red Hot Chili Peppers?
No, no, it is not. It's the Ohio Players.
Yeah,
you know. But I think they did Fire. They did a version of
So am
Fire.
I putting it on or no?
No, I wish.
Okay.
What's this one?
Oh. I think it's not the Police, is it?
It can't be a one-hit wonder.
Yeah, it goes,
you see, the thing is, you don't know with Scotty, because he's trying to just put in the worst stuff that you could possibly imagine.
Oh, okay. I see what he's doing.
I don't know. I don't recognize this.
All right, hold on. There's two versions of it.
They opened up for the Police back in 1983 for a Synchronicity tour.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I guess there's two. Flock of Seagulls,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right. I was going to say Flock of Seagulls. Black Uhuru also opened up for them in 1983. But, you know.
So Flock of Seagulls, are they?
I ran so far away.
I think they had a second song, though.
They had one, yeah. Like a
there was two songs
ballady
there.
Ballady song or
there
something?
Was, yeah, there was two songs there. So I might take them out. I would put this one in.
Oh, no, that's a great song.
It's a stick.
Hello, Major Tom. Oh, yeah. All right, so what are we forgetting? Please add. We've added Mississippi
what song
Queen.
Is this?
This right here is the Peter Schilling. You've already got it.
Okay.
You've already got it. Major Tom. Right?
Standing there alone. The ship is waiting.
That's it for him?
All systems are go.
Yep.
Are you sure?
Let's see who's on the phone. Hi, Morning Buzz. What song are we forgetting?
How about Green Jelly, Three Little Pigs?
I don't know anybody on this planet that knows the song you're talking about.
I know the
you do?
I know the song. Song, yeah.
Okay. You smoke weed?
Is it
a Dr. Demento song?
No, I know.
Okay. All right. My apologies. Yeah. All right. Go ahead.
Horrible one.
Yeah.
Pony
battle.
Call McGee, you're so fine. You're so fine. You blow my mind.
McGee! Did she just turn 80?
Hey, Gretchen.
No.
Hey, Gretchen! Hey, Gretchen! All right, anyway.
MTV played this one over.
That was my problem with the MTV. They made hits of songs that never should have been hits. Hi, Morning Buzz. Hi, who's this?
Morning, I'm Kyle.
Hey, Kyle, I'm Greg. This is Scott. We've got Matt, we've got Kelly, and we've got Laura. How are you, Kyle?
Hi, everybody. I'm fine.
Right, what song are you going to add to the playlist?
Lunatic Fringe by Red Ryder.
Yep, can't have it. We talked about that.
Well, that was Tom Cochran who did Life is a Highway.
So yeah, no, separate band.
Really?
I'm taking it. It's all right. Got to give that to him. Let me see here. Let's go to, Heavy Metal Mike's got one of my favorites.
Yeah, Greg, you played this for a Final Vinyl the other day, but
It's New Girl by Honeymoon Suite.
Oh, great song.
It's actually New Girl Now is what it's called. Great stuff. Great stuff. Great song. Honeymoon Suite. The album cover had a little heart-shaped bed with the spike sticking out of it. You know.
Greg?
Yes, sir?
I know your son would love this one.
He would.
Because you said that he had it on his iPhone.
He loves it. Yep. He absolutely loves Tracy Chapman. Yeah, that's a good one. Chris has a suggestion. Scotty made the suggestion yesterday. Chris, go ahead.
Yeah, Beds Are Burning by Midnight Oil.
The problem with that is, Chris, is they had a second song that was called Blue Sky Mine, and that, which was a pretty good size hit, I think enough to say that they were not a one-hit wonder, although that's a great song. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. Look at, man, damn it.
Well, it's just, you find a good one, and then you're like, what?
You know, Video Killed the Radio Star by the Buggles, which was the first video that was ever played on MTV, has to go on the list. Okay.
How about Mexican Radio?
Mexican Radio by Wall of Voodoo. I although I'm not a fan of the song, I would definitely put it on there. I would put it on there. I absolutely would put
Laura's
it on
Laura's going to like this one.
Drum roll, please.
Closing Time.
Semisonic. Did they have one? I think it is their only one.
Yeah, it's their only one.
Does anybody...
And the Verb Pipe had Freshman.
I thought they had... Oh, maybe that's it.
What about this? Does anybody know this?
Come and get your love.
This is not how the rest of the song sounds. We've already got Black Betty by Ram Jam. This is a band called Redbone. Come on, hold. Let me fast forward a little bit.
What's the matter with
So this is good. All right. I would add that one.
What about Fine Young Cannibals? Good Thing.
They had a couple, right?
Did they have a couple?
I think they did have a couple one, but Good Thing was one of their other ones. No, I can't do Dance in the
Moonlight. I got another one.
Go ahead.
Dance in the Moonlight, no?
Michael Cohen.
Great tune.
Yeah, it was a good song.
Yes? Did he have another one?
My blue suede shoes and I boarded the plane.
His name Michael? It's not Michael.
I thought it was Michael Cohen. Mark Cohen?
Mark Cohen. Okay, all right, yeah. I think he might have had a second one. Dave has
a good
one.
Well, am I putting it on? You can't do that.
No. He had True Companion, which is, I think, would have been another one, and a few others, too. But, yeah, put it on. Mark Cohn, Walking in Memphis. Yeah.
No, take it off.
Let's go to Dave. Dave's got a good one.
Bananas.
Dave, what do you got?
Hey, I got there's a band, XYZ. They did Summertime Girl.
No, it's Y and T. You're close.
Yes.
But it's Y and T right there. That's a good one, though. Y and T Summertime Girl's got to be on there. Good one. This is going to be the ultimate playlist of One Hit Wonders ever assembled. I'm telling you. These different formats. Oh, yeah. Kelly, we're at two pages. We're at two pages. Yes, better than any KTEL collection.
Right. KTEL was great.
Better than Freedom Rock.
Cherry Bomb by the Runaways.
Yeah, probably. I just close.
Cherry Bomb.
Close. Let's go to Dave. Dave.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I was thinking of two songs. First one would be Whip It.
Devo. They had Whip It, and
I
don't know.
They redid Rolling Stones, didn't they?
They did. I Can't Get No Satisfaction as well. And that version was, wicked crappy. But, okay, so what's your second one?
The other one I was thinking of, Four Non-Blondes.
That's already on the list. That's a good call, though. Appreciate that.
Oh, I love this one.
Chris has a great suggestion. Chris, give it to me.
Cars by Gary Newman.
Already on the list, but you're very, very right. Scotty? No, don't be. This is 500 Miles.
Yep.
They have more hits than this.
Do they?
Yes, they do. They have a couple of them.
I gotta look.
They did a version of 5 o'clock World by the Vogue. Okay. They did a version of Five. They have a second hit, I believe. I could be wrong. I could be wrong, but I don't.
Singles. I'm on my way.
I'm on my way to misery and happiness today. That's the second hit right there. That one. It's pathetic that I know it.
So I'm taking that off.
This is what I have to brag about in my life right here. Let me go here. Sorry. Let's go to Dottie. Dottie, hi. Dottie, what do you got?
Hi, Greg. I got two for you.
Okay.
All right. How about, they're both oldies.
Okay.
Green Eyed Lady by Sugarloaf.
Yep.
And a local band, the Road Apples. Let's Live Together.
Okay, I don't know the Road Apples. Road Apples.
Road, R-O-A-D.
There you go. All right, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Sugarloaf, Green-Eyed Lady should be in there. Does anybody...
driving blue cars? Dishwalla?
Counting blue cars.
Counting blue cars.
What about this one? Anybody remember this one?
Jackie Blue?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Ozark Mountain Blue Devil.
Wow.
It was a hit.
Yeah, that's a great song.
Jackie Blue. All right, so there you go.
Jackie Blue.
Wow. Scotty, what do you got?
This is my generation. You have to get God darn it.
Marky got with Sharon, and Sharon got Sheree, and she was Sharon.
It's the Butthole Surfers.
Surfer. I should know that.
You know what's funny? You know, when you play this song, it shows up on people's cars.
Butthole.
It shows up on the dashboard as Butthole.
That makes me mad.
Kelly, Scotty played the edited version of CeeLo Green's hit, which is this, and it shows up on the dash as F-U. So you're driving down. There's the radio station name, and F-U is
fantastic.
I am
amazed that we did not get this right here.
Cult of Personality. Yeah. Great song.
Right down to earth.
Such a great song.
That everybody here can easily understand.
Good one right there. I will say, for Kelly Brown.
Dave Mason.
Yeah, love Dave Mason.
We disagree.
This is going to be the ultimate one-hit wonder playlist. Look at every phone line, every tech flying in. People dig this. All right. Well, we have to break, but we will come back. And whose turn is it for the record room today? Who's
Kelly Brown.
Turn is it for the final bottle? See if you can dig out a one-hit wonder in there, Kelly. Keep with the theme.
Hold on.
Haven't seen you in a while. How have you been?
Come on, you know it.
Have you changed your style and do your thing?
That's awesome.
That we've grown up differently. Don't seem the same.
Just get to the chorus.
Seems you've lost your feel for me.
That's pretty good right there.
Keep it going.
We're the only one to do that. Let's just leave it alone, all right?
So let's leave it alone.
It took longer to get to the chorus.
Because we can't see eye to eye. There ain't no good guys.